You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Perspective for someone who aspires to some of the beliefs in journalism anyway, or seen some things that have shown an evolving media. But the answer to Mike's question from before on why I would get lumped in with old media is because I'm 55 years old. And how do I keep up with the young bucks in a difficult game when the gambling money's involved? I give you Thursday Thunder. I was told by DraftKings through intermediaries, because I tried to have them not talk to me because I deeply want to be left alone, that our last Thursday Thunder lacked information and enthusiasm. I thought that's the joke we were doing. I was informed.
It also hit, by the way.
No? But
it,
no,
hit?
I was embarrassed yesterday by the general lack of enthusiasm around here. Like, people weren't even doing nobody was
That's
trying.
A
I know it's a different segment, but I'm saying when we are not very cleverly disguising programming that has a lack of interest in it, and then the picks are not creative or enthusiastic, and it goes, okay, it's a thread, and that's all we've got. I thought that's the joke we were going for. I was told DraftKings wants something more serious.
So morsels of information as to why we are picking this Thursday Thunder. What will deliver as soon as I find out what it is.
All right. Well, the last Thursday Thunder did come in, and Juju picked it, and he was three for three. It was a three-leg parlay. Juju has done this correctly. Juju has won a couple of these, and he's pouring in thought and research into them.
Thursday Thunder is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Yeah.
But this is different.
Juju is the one who picked this Thursday Thunder.
Okay, but what I'm saying is against the spread, my point is, if I'm going to get reprimanded.
You got it. Totally different segment.
They're the same.
No, they're not. This is
that one is against the spread.
This is a parlay. It's a parlay.
And there's a doubleheader on TNT tonight. Our friend Stan Van Gundy calling that first game with the Warriors at the Knicks in New York. That should be a really fun game between two teams that are playing pretty well.
Steph always plays well in the Garden, too.
Yeah, and the Knicks, they haven't been playing well as of late. So, the first leg of our parlay, Steph Curry over 26.5 points tonight.
The marquee player at the Mecca.
Come on.
National TV game. Yeah, no, this is where the stars shine.
And I'm going to make it abundantly clear, guys. I did not make these picks. I am not gambling here. NBA, I am not the one doing this. We have the Heat at the Nuggets tonight in Denver.
And this should be a great one. Look, it's a rematch of the 2023 NBA Finals.
You're not going to be a homer here. Are you
not
be
enough
a homer?
People?
I'm not making
that.
These picks, Dan. I can't be a homer here.
Potential finals. Rematch.
I'm not making these picks.
You're not going to frame it.
I am not gambling. Jimmy Butler over 19.5 points.
It's that time.
It is that time.
It's that time.
It's that time of year, Dan. You know what time it is?
It is time for Thursday Thunder.
It's the time. No. It's the time when Jimmy Butler cares about basketball.
Different.
Revenge on his mind.
Ball out, boy. And the last leg, Bam Adebayo, over 2.5 assists.
Oh, low key. Not enough people talking about it. He's back.
Yeah, I saw that Kendrick Perkins is saying that Sabonis is MVP worthy conversation. I'm like, did you not just watch him play against Bam? Did you not just watch what that looked like?
The disrespect for Bam Adebayo is palpable.
I just don't think we know how to measure defense is all.
Sabonis is really good, though, to be fair.
He is.
No, but we have no idea how to measure defense. Dan's right.
But with Bam, as you know, is the question of the postseason.
Yeah.
And which he was the leading scorer outside of Jokic in the NBA Finals.
Are you going to have that dog in you? Literally?
He does,
or are you going to try to go through the motions and make me convince that you have that dog in you?
He did it all last year.
Hold on a second. I don't want to have another Bam Adebayo conversation. There's plenty of time. It's not time for that.
Right.
Whatever Jimmy Butler said, it's not that time. It's not that can be 2 months from now. I don't want to do it again. And I want shock collars on culture. I do. I want some.
I didn't say
I want people to get zapped whenever that word.
That might lower the team morale part of our
report. It also says culture on our tease for the show on DKN.
Now rampant gasbaggery has made an appearance.
I told them I didn't like that, and I told them to take it down. I'm feuding with DraftKings.
Okay. Old media.
So, this is what's happening when I want to talk about new media, because one of the ways that new media has made an appearance around here is that Mike Ryan has turned himself into a new hybrid business booster, not a journalist, but giving you journalists information that has been right both in soccer and on college football. And I don't think people are noticing enough because people don't totally understand the business of some of what happens around the NCAA, that the thing is crumbling so fast now that I'm not sure that people are understanding the macro consequences of what's happening in these weeks.
I spoke to some people in and around the lawsuit in Tennessee, and rightfully, everyone's celebrating. We took down the boogeyman, and there's a great deal of grave dancing going on right there. And my word of warning to these collectives is, maybe give the NCAA a couple of wins here, because we don't have a plan in place. And we explored that a couple of days ago as it pertained to non-revenue sports. The NCAA is presently the governing body that is keeping those things going. And if the NCAA dies because no one has respect for its rules, what is to become of the non-revenue sports without a governing body? At the very least, it gets suspended for a while. Now, a lot of non-revenue sports in college athletics, a lot of them are women's sports. Title IX offers some protections and guarantees. But what if this ruling still has to take Title IX into account? What does that mean? How does it get interpreted? What if it no longer becomes the interpretation of you have to have an equal number of sports for women's as you do men? Now, with this NIL ruling, you have to give the same amount of NIL to women's sports. Watch how quickly that undoes the sport. And the way that I think it undoes it is you have these schools realize they can't be in this game anymore because there is no way we're going to give the women the same amount of money as we give big-time college football, right? That's not even going to be a consideration. And Notre Dame's athletic director has actually hinted at this. I think, you know how you've said this is not really, it's amateurism. It's minor league sports posing as minor league sports when it's really professional, full-on licensing of these brands because they have so much brand equity. Notre Dame Fighting Irish gets licensed out to an entity. And if you've seen the landscape of sports, you may not like the entities that creep into college athletics, or at least the branding that you recognize with college athletics. So my word of warning is, you got to give this governing body some wins along the line, because I don't think the administrators, from the ones that I've spoken to, are really prepared for how far this can unwind and how quickly it can happen. There aren't a lot of forward-thinking people in sports administration in this country, especially in college athletics. They are not prepared for a governing body to just disappear. They are not at all.
Are you ready for Notre Dame Fighting Irish football brought to you by Saudi Arabia?
It can happen. and maybe I'm sounding like an alarmist. Maybe I'm the scientist in Independence Day warning you of an impending doom. But this thing can really unravel. And as we've seen in this country over the last few months recently, if you're going to open certain laws up to interpretation, including Title IX, this can go away that you're not fully prepared for.
Remember that capitalism conversation we were having yesterday, Dan?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay.
It's all ruined.
About Wendy's?
It's ruined everything.
Yeah, we were having it about price gouging. But we
just welcome money, no matter what it is. Any corporation, you mentioned blindly.
You mentioned free market capitalism. Right now, the shadowy governing body, especially in football, is the CFP, which was kind of put in place by the television networks. All right, so say March Madness is a big revenue generator. Who owns the rights to that? Turner, you're the governing body because you have this one event that kind of organizes the entire sport. What does that mean when rights go up if they're in charge? I think ESPN, like, it's a very confusing deal with the CFP and their rights coming up. And is this a true free market for this, considering how invested ESPN is in the sport? In the immortal words of Jose Canseco, Dan, this doesn't just open up a can of worms. It opens up a can of anacondas.
Whoa. The immortal words of Jose Canseco.
It'll never die.
That is anarchy. And you've been rooting, I've been rooting for the NCAA collapse for a long time. But it is one of the great luxuries of the critic to be able to criticize when you don't have a solution in place.
My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't want none unless you got bones on.
I feel like he was getting somewhere poignant.
Yeah.
He's right about that, by the way.
Chris Cody, what you just did is you just heard the word anaconda, searched it on the computer.
Is that not the job?
No.
Head on a swivel, buddy. He was going somewhere. Sure
it, it was?
They're clapping out there.
Oh, okay.
Well, that should be your governor. Sure. Yeah. Sure. That's
a reaction from John Reed.
That's a good idea for you.
Cynthia.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
I miss crank windows. Too many unnecessary conveniences now, cruise control. Please, I've got cruise control built in. It's called my right foot. It controls how fast the car goes. No button or steering wheel lever needed. Power steering. There's another one. Why do I want to give my power to the car? The power that I once had. The car is a ton of metal. I'm a damn college graduate.
Stugatz.
Bluetooth. HD radio. Satellite. I'll take AM, please, with Wolfman Jack talking through the static, and I'll crank the windows down so everybody can hear. I'm Greg Cody, and that's how it was back in my day.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
I'm excited about this. We told you about this yesterday. I believe it's the greatest set of spins in the history of The Price is Right. I don't believe you can do better than these three spins. Tyrone Jones is the master of this, but let's introduce him in the way he's used to being introduced. Let's introduce him the way that The Price is Right would introduce him.
And Tyrone Jones! Come on down!
All
right. He is
the first four contestants on The Price is Right.
This back row was hard.
Thank you, Tyrone, for joining us. Let's play the set of Mike hasn't seen this. The rest of you saw this yesterday, but Mike hasn't seen this. These are the three greatest spins in the history of this. He's got to beat a 90 and a 95. He's got to get to a full dollar. The two people in front of him have 90 and 95. These are the three greatest spins.
Say hi. My mom, my brothers, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, and all my friends I met today on the way here. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, man. Just to taunt you.
Just to taunt you.
Taunt me. Five or ten.
All right.
Five or ten. I mean, sometimes it just
works. It's okay. I'm glad I got to be here regardless of whatever.
Good. But guess what?
So that's as good as that can get. It's not going to get any better than that. That's the best it's going to be, right? No, of course not. He gets another spin after that. We're going to go through this with him, but he somehow gets another spin after that. You only get one. I'm sure you would have been satisfied with just this, correct? You would have been thrilled if this had been the end of your day.
Oh, yes, of course. I was just happy to be there. I really was.
All right, so turn up the rest of this.
Mojo in it right now. You got $1,000. You're on your way to the showcase. Now you get an extra chance to take money from us. One spin, 5 or 15, gets you $10,000. Dollar gets you $25,000. Good luck. Come on, money. Man, somebody's got a 95, a 90, and then a dollar. $25,000.
That shit's crazy. Take us through it there. It didn't even look like you wanted to look at the last spin. You were already euphoric, right? Anything at that point is bonus. You're not expecting any of that.
I never would have thought that would happen. You know, of course, like you said, with the 95, you're like, oh my God. But if you look, I mouth to my wife in the crowd, I said, I still can get a dollar. You know, I'm like, it still can happen. And next thing you know, I hit the dollar. So I was totally excited. But that $25,000, that really blew my mind. Like, but if you look closely, before I spent the second spin, I looked up and I said a prayer. I asked my granny and I asked God. I was like, come on, let's, you know, and I flung it again and it happened. It worked out.
Take us through what you're feeling as you watch it again there, because it seems like, I don't know, I imagine your life has changed some in the last couple of days.
It's just, I'm really, I've been going through a lot the last couple months. You know, I lost a cousin, a grandmother, a aunt. My mom's going through health problems right now. So to just go there and meet all the people before and make new friends and get the life and the energy, I needed that. You know, it didn't matter if I won or not, just to go there and experience it, because I used to watch it with my grandmother. That's who I had on my shirt. And we used to watch Price is Right. So just to go there and get there, I just needed that day. So it was just great. It was great. And to watch it over and over and all the blogs and to read all the comments of how people said I touched their life and I made their day better and I made them smile and they cried with me. And, you know, that's the win. That's the win right there. And it's continuing to go, and it's infectious, and I love the reciprocation that I'm getting from people, because to make people feel good, that's what life is about. We so detached from reality right now, we barely have a conversation with people, and just to say hello to somebody or speak to somebody can make things better for that person, just that, for that moment, you know. So just to be there is just great for me.
It felt like a prayerful, spiritual moment to you, I guess. Connected, right? I mean, you're feeling
right.
I mean, you're feeling, yeah, you're feeling connected to something divine when you're asking for a prayer. You need help, and that's the answer.
Right. And it was great. You know, faith, God, whatever your religion, whatever your belief may be, whatever you believe in, a higher power is real, and you can feel it. And I want to thank everybody. I really do. You know, everybody just been coming to my page, showing me love and sharing their stories with me about their childhoods, their experience with their grandparents or their family watching Price is Right. And it's just been overwhelming. I just love it.
I have been told here by the shipping container that they brought a handful of items here. You're to guess what these items cost, and I'm to guess who brought them in. They bring them in from home here.
I mean, Dan, you're hosting. I thought I was hosting, but here we go. Welcome to our version of The Price is Right. Woo! We have here... All right, Tyrone, we're going to give you an item. I'm going to tell you a little about it. Then you got to guess the price without going over. And then, Dan, you have to guess who in the shipping container brought it in. This first item, it's a used skateboard. This micro cruiser is designed for beginners aged 3 to 5 with a concave design, a tapered shape, and a round kicktail that guaranteed a versatile performance. Make other kids around the block jealous with this rude boy skateboard. Tyrone, what's your guess?
Ooh, $750.
That's the ding that he guessed, and the answer, you are... I just realized this is a really easy game for him because he just has to guess. He just doesn't have to go over. He's not competing
that's
with right. anyone.
That's correct.
It is $25.
It's not even close.
But you're our winner.
It's not even close.
No, it's not even close. He's terrible at this
Three
game.
Times more expensive.
Now, Dan, who brought in the skateboard?
This is a real game.
Well, you all have girls, and I don't know. I'm going to guess this is Chris Cody.
It is not. It's Roy.
You said it was used?
I mean, that's just what it says on my sheet.
You were hiding. Whose is this?
It's mine. It's just not used. I don't know why he said it was used.
You going to reuse it later?
Yeah. If I gift it to you.
All right. Number two, Dan. We have a brand new bottle of Tenactin.
Really?
Are you showering without flip-flops at the gym again? Have your see-through baseball pants been giving you jock itch? Ringworm? You want medicine that acts tough? Boom! Tough acting
Tenactin.
Tough acting.
Tyrone, what is your guess?
It's used.
It's
brand new. It's brand new.
It's in a bag.
Brand new. It's a good question you're asking because I think it's purporting to be brand new. I think we're asking you for a price that's brand new, but I'm pretty sure Mike Ryan brought this in from his shower or his medicine cabinet. I don't think it's brand new, but it's supposed to be.
Accusatory. You think that's mine?
It's up back. It's up back. It's enacting $10.
He got it right again. The price is $13.
Got more expensive.
I mean, you guys.
Now, Mike. Shit. Dan, whose is it?
Wow.
It's Mike Bryan.
Yeah, it's Mike's.
I mean, that is my tough act in Tenactin.
He just took it out of his. I mean,
give it back.
Whose was it?
This guy right here, the red hat.
There. He's disgusting.
What?
I bought it in bulk. I actually got a better deal. That price is wrong.
Tyrone, you were saying we interrupted you as you were going to roast Mike.
I really wasn't going to roast him. I was just going to, man, I hope everything gets better. You know? Okay.
It is getting better.
All
thanks
right.
To, boom. Tough acting to Tenactin.
All right, we got this here.
All right, our next item, it's a pinwheel cap.
Oh, that's nice.
This stylish dad hat blends comfort, style, and a rainbow colors with a scalp full of whimsy. Spin that propeller at your... Oh, God, whatever. It's a hat with a propeller on it. All right, what's your guess, Tyrone?
$675.
He's good at this game, folks. Yes. It is $15.
No, that's not good at the game. He's terrible at the game.
No, he's great. He's great, Dan.
But whose hat is it, Dan?
What?
Oh, wait, go ahead.
I'm just trying not to go over, right?
Yeah, yes, you're good, dude. You're three for three. You're crushing it.
You can win this game. game by going 10 cents each time.
We didn't really think that part out.
$1.
This is Jeremy. Tony would never wear such a thing.
That is my hat.
Woo!
How dare you? Having fun here.
How is the tough hat acting so easy?
Easiest guess right
Judges, do we have time for one more? We do. We're going to do one more. And Dan, it's a garment bag. It's a delightful garment bag. Are you sick and tired of changing out of that uncomfortable wrestling costume into the same old rumpled brown shirt? Blah, blah, blah. Right. It's a garment bag. Tyrone, what's your guess?
$30.
$30 is the guess. Let's see if he's correct.
Yes.
He gets it right again.
Amazing.
It is $46. Dan, whose bag is that?
It's Tony's bag.
It is Roy's bag.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
oh,
you had two items.
Whoa, trick question.
What happened to my item?
Yeah, where's my cut for time.
You guys fooled me. You guys tricked me. Tyrone, it was fun to watch. Has your life changed much over the last couple of days? Are you feeling you're feeling extra special and connected to good things?
I really am. You know, I just feel good. Like I said, I'm filled up with all the love and the energy from everybody. And I like it and I appreciate it because I'm a happy person. I feed off of life and good energy. So it's like a total refreshing for the year.
Congratulations. It was fun to watch. I hope they
you
don't
know what else can leave you feeling totally refreshed.
Wow.
Boom. Tough acting to neck.
Acting to neck.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Some money for that, man.
Tyrone, you got an open invite to the Tony Show anytime you want to come on. By the way, just letting you know.
Presented by Boom. Tough acting to act.
I would love to hang out with you guys. Are cool. Y'all got good energy, man. I would love to come there.
All right, we're wrapped, man. That's great. Thank you so much, man. Thanks, Tyrone.
All right, thank you.
Made our day.
Appreciate you guys. All right, you too. they dope. That shit was on TV.
Don Levitard.
Offhanded to me and Chris before we started playing, he's like, seems like that Tony guy gets triggered pretty easily. Yeah. And I laughed the hardest out loud I've ever laughed in my life.
Stugatz.
He's triggered like pretty easily. That guy. Oh, that's
triggered.
So ridiculous.
Triggered.
It's the most incredible thing.
No,
it's crazy. Wow. It's crazy. People,
know yourself.
You know what I've realized?
Know
people
yourself.
Love putting their athletic insecurities on me. Don't project that shit on me. You suck. Not my problem.
Wow.
Chris Cody leaves a game early. Oh, let's support Chris Cody. What? Whatever the f*** Billy does, let's support that. Mike Ryan, let's go to Buffalo. Oh, let's go to Buffalo. Like, give me a break.
You well, too.
Tony, you totally proved that you weren't at all unhinged. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Tough acting to acting.
Boom! It won the segment.
I mean, you didn't even try. You didn't even try. You brought in
the smiles across people's faces is not something that you can manufacture. When you bring out the tough acting to acting, many people hadn't thought about tough acting to acting in 20 years. That's a winner. That segment, by the way, works because of that good man's charisma.
Yeah,
and feel awesome. Good story, and my tough acting to acting.
Mostly him, though. Elon Musk has written on X, put, quote, never went to therapy on my gravestone. Don't you love it when people wielding that kind of power are proudly not introspective?
By the way, it's X, formerly known as Twitter. You got to say formerly known as Twitter every time you say X, by the way. That's what everybody else does.
You didn't say it the second time.
The artist formerly known as Twitter.
Draymond Green was talking about this the other day, that he had to be talked into it 1,000 times, as if therapy's a source of shame, as if needing some help to give someone you trust some vulnerability so they can give you some tools to better understand yourself and how your patterns make you interact poorly with others. Like therapy as an as a weakness is interesting.
The conservative market correction is wild to behold. No, we're not going to take you back to like 2010. We're going to take you back to the 1950s. Also, like, they just, like, really want us to make children in the worst way possible. Yet in some states, like, suspend IVF. It's confusing.
Liam Gallagher, keeping things slightly lighter. Have you seen how it is? Tony, do you know? Wait a minute. Jeremy and Tony might be too old. Oasis, different time. A rock star behaving like a rock star, and he and his brother.
Is that any way Brother Here's Wonderwall?
Yes.
That's okay. Where that comes from.
That's what I know.
Yes.
That's all I know.
Okay, so Liam Gallagher says, this is rock star from the rock star age. We don't make these people anymore. Says of Mariah Carey being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, her being nominated. Why are you smiling, Mike?
Because Liam Gallagher makes me smile.
The quote is, do me a favor and f*** off.
Whoa! So hold on, tell me more about this guy. What's up with this guy?
I went to a Liam Gallagher set. He played three songs and told the audience to f*** off. And I was so happy with it. I'm like, that's what I came here for.
We have two guys on the screen. Which one is he?
Liam's the one on the right. Yeah. Noel's the one on the left.
They famously fought. Their story is great. They're just totally out of control. And it's
they hate each other. There's so much money there available for them for an Oasis reunion, but they just can't get along for
it. And he says that of Mariah Carey, while Paul McCartney says this.
Foreigner, not in the Hall of Fame. What the f***?
That caught on yesterday.
Foreigner should absolutely be in the Hall of Fame. Yes. Foreigner has got so many jams.
Yes.
It's crazy. If you go back and celebrate their catalog, as I do religiously, every 3 months, I just go to Foreigner Essentials. Amazing.
What the f***?
So is the Hall of Fame for rock and roll kind of like the Basketball Hall of Fame or like the Baseball Hall of Fame? What would you categorize it? Because obviously the Basketball Hall of Fame, kind of anybody gets
in. Well, if Foreigner's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's too hard to get into.
The classes used to be more difficult, I think, is what it is. Because rock and roll, right, has changed over the years. If Mariah Carey is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in her age demographic of now 25 years of music, because that's sort of the standing, is 25 years after your first record, you have to be able to kind of qualify within that group. And so Foreigner didn't necessarily sit at the top. They're sort of a Fred McGriff, you could say.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
You say that, and then look, Tony's usually a good gauge for these kind of things, because Foreigner, you don't know them really. But
not
if
in
I
the Hall of Fame.
If I sing, you're as cold as ice.
I know that one.
There you go. I've been waiting
for a girl like you.
That's all Foreigner.
No, they've got a ton of them.
Yeah. Feels like the first time.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I didn't know
anybody. Hot-blooded.
Oh, I hear that on 105.
Dude.
105
they got so
Box Hero.
They've got so many songs.
It's five bangers I just heard.
That is correct. And they've got more. I wanted to ask you guys a question about Tom Brady running. They just have video of him running a 40 faster at 46 years old than he did coming out of Michigan at the Combine when he was 22. That's ridiculous.
It was like superimposed, right? So like the video, you can see him clearly getting past his 20-year-old self.
That's crazy.
Dan, that's talking about the TB12 method.
It's because
no nightshades. He's got those open hips right now where he is just slanging.
Yeah. It's because his dad wasn't a professional athlete. That's why he didn't do it.
I'd like
college.
To issue a public apology to Tony for that one because I think Tony may have been right. He talked about his basketball skill. He said that if he had LeBron James as a dad, that he would be Gary Harris. And honestly, and I mean this very seriously, if I had like Roger Clemens as a dad, I'd be Jesus Luzardo.
Oh, come on. What do you mean? What are you apologizing for?
I was right, Dan. He was right. No, you know what? The training regimen for a great athlete, it takes you to the next level. And look.
I'm not disputing. What are you guys talking about? I am not disputing that to have LeBron's trainers as an average person would make you better.
But not average. A good player. Right, at a high school level,
correct.
You get those kind of access to people that are playing at a pro level and a regiment that is at a pro level, watching film, doing
you
work.
Will get you will get better faster, and then you will get buzzsawed in whatever it is that the G League is.
Not like, in the Hall of Fame.
Like totally buzzsawed.
I think you're wrong. Respectfully, Dan, you're wrong.
Yeah, respectfully, Dan, I'd be an ace in Major League Baseball if I had Roger Clemens as a dad.
And you should listen to Tony, because Tony opened our eyes back here to something we had never considered, and it makes me see him in a totally different light as it pertains to the bidet up.
So when Greg did the Hee-Haw 3 bidet up, and we're probably going to get some audio of it now, I thought
probably
for whatever reason, as the computer's buffering, I thought for whatever reason, when he did the Hee-Haw 3
bidet up,
I thought bidet up was a shortened version for batter up. So like the next batter that came up, so I thought it was batter up, the next guy on deck is coming in because the other guy just got, you know, cranked out on a strikeout.
Not that though. My dad is just weird.
Yeah, that's correct. And if it was on
because that makes so much sense.
Yeah. No, but also what makes sense is that his dad is super weird. I did want to talk to Jeremy and Mike specifically about what they were saying about new media versus old media, because it's all changing now. The landscape is all changing. And one of the things that Mike was talking about is that Bill Simmons might be old media to Pat McAfee, but Bill Simmons is a digital pioneer, like just like Pat McAfee is a digital pioneer. The whole atmosphere around all of this stuff is changing, and I do understand why anybody would be threatened by athletes coming into the workspace and trying to wrestle away with their competitiveness, especially about people clinging to journalism, people like clinging to their precious journalism. I understand why it is that McAfee and others want to kick down the doors on ESPN now that they see that the amount of money that's involved. And I also understand why old media would be threatened by that. It's a perfectly reasonable thing to be threatened by.
It just feels like there's a misconception of what journalism is, which aspires to objectivity. And I think one of the underlying issues with athlete-led journalism, air quotes, this whole new media thing, is you get a very clearly biased account of things. And because it's their truth, it gets conflated with the truth. And if you don't have someone to check one side of it that is objective, then that's not actual journalism. And I know how that lands with a good amount of the audience.
Who cares is how it lands. Who cares, yes, whether it's actual journalism or not? I just heard Chris Paul tell Dwayne Wade that the only reason he wasn't traded to Miami is because they couldn't agree on who would wear number three.
Look, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Fabricated.
I think that that's a perfect example of why you, what that segment was missing between the two, because yes, the relationship between the two gives you a nugget that you had never heard before. And we were talking before the show, Jeremy, conspicuous by his absence in that conversation is, when does this timeline occur? Why aren't we mentioning Chris Bosh? Is he in that package? When does this happen? Yeah. And I think that's where you could really benefit from an objective journalist type to be like, hold on, you guys have grins on your faces right now as you're talking about this. Are you joshing me right now? Is this serious? When did this happen? How did this land with Chris Bosh? Was he in the deal? But no, because you get a certain aspect of the truth and you don't get the follow-ups. Now, athletes are totally capable of the follow-ups, but there is an objective prism that I'm dying as a consumer of these things to be applied there that is missing, in part because that is the construct. You don't get two in there. You get a version of the truth, maybe not the complete truth.
That's where when you get referred to in the McAfee clip as sort of old media as opposed to new media, and
or
we talk
positioned
about,
as such.
Right. Positioned as such. It's not necessarily because of the actual style of media, because what we're doing right now is all digital. This is all a new media landscape in the way that this show interacts with the internet and consumers. Yet, by being positioned as old media, it's really just because you stem from journalism. Right? You stem from a world where you're asking follow-up questions, tougher questions, trying to get to some version of the truth. And in that entire episode, you have McAfee discussing Aaron Rodgers, for example, and saying that what he did with Rodgers is a form of journalism because you're hearing Aaron Rodgers' truth.
Which could be where you got lumped into, you know, as Pat put it, talking shit about him. I think on the balance of things, we've been 99.9% positive.
Well,
when it
I know
comes
one of
Pat.
The things that happened.
But the Rodgers stuff might have landed on the wrong side of things with him.
One of the things that I think happened here is Lucy was down on him on game day, and I was following her conversation on talking about it seems like Pat is responding sensitively to things. I understand why he would be sensitive. There are a whole lot of people that he couldn't told him he couldn't do it his way, that way. And then he gets to ESPN and runs into what was their previous corporate infrastructure that was how journalists got run by a production company. And he buzzsawed the top of that because he's coming in with his own ownership. He says on All the Smoke, he says, I don't have motherfucking bosses, because he doesn't. Because unless you're talking about Pitaro, he made a deal at the top of Disney to rent his product to them because the whole game has changed. Like, it's flipped over. Everything is different now.
No, he shifted a paradigm, no doubt. Yeah, and you get huge, immense, massive amounts of credit for shifting a paradigm.
Mike's right in terms of journalism sort of changing in the way that athletes are capable of asking these follow-up questions. We've seen athlete after athlete be a part of ESPN for so many years, where they sort of came to the middle on journalism principles, where the journalists had to come down to the entertainment side. But now what you're seeing is, hey, let's just josh around and not really have any follow-up conversations.
Well, two joshing around references.
No.
Well, part of the argument was that, like, if they do a documentary on Aaron Rodgers, the access that I'm affording America to, that's going to be in the documentary.
Right, a slanted documentary produced by Aaron Rodgers, probably.
Is that not journalism? And some might say, no, not actually, but, you know,
I will tell you
it's subjective at this
that
point.
All of us having more access to more information serves everybody. And I will also tell you that Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson and Shannon Sharpe will all get better at interviewing. They will make mistakes and they will get better at checking people as they learn how to do this part of their jobs better. But they're going to learn faster because there's a lot of money in this game and they've all seen now they can compete for it. Look at what happens to Shaq's podcast. He's paying attention again and he started at the advent of media.
Adapt.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.